Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. A town hall meeting is scheduled tonight in Vallejo to discuss the city's budget crisis. The gathering will take place as city officials continue emergency meetings with unions representing police, firefighters, and other workers in an attempt to cut spending. Tara Seiler reports.
Vallejo is facing an immediate $10 million cash shortfall that's expected to grow to $13 million next year. Officials say the city will run out of money by late April and have even raised the possibility of bankruptcy if an agreement isn't reached with the unions representing city employees.
It'd be safe to say that they're looking for concessions in all areas, you know, our salaries, benefits, working conditions.
That's John Riley, a captain in the Vallejo Fire Department and a spokesman for Firefighters Local 1186. Riley won't go into any specifics about the ongoing negotiations, but says the city initially asked firefighters to take a 15% salary cut. The situation is so dire that 14 of Vallejo's veteran firefighters retired early and suddenly last week, amid fears the city won't be able to pay their retirement benefits. Captain John Riley.
I think it'd be safe to say that morale in the Vallejo Fire Department has pretty much hit rock bottom. We lost about 325 years of experience that left in one day last week. So our department is pretty devastated at this moment.
Seven police officers also retired early last week. The early departures will cost the city an additional $4 million to cover accrued sick and vacation pay. Some on the city council are blaming overly generous employee contracts for the current crisis. Craig Whittem, Vallejo's assistant city manager, points out that it was the council members themselves who approved those contracts, but he says paying for them will soon be impossible, in part because of the crash in the housing market.
Our sales tax, our core property tax, our transfer tax is flat or in decline, as with many other communities. And Vallejo does not have a large corporate tax base, so in times when the residential market slows down, we are hit hardest.
Whittem says home construction in Vallejo has slowed almost to a halt. Max Nyman, Associate Director of Research at the Public Policy Institute of California, says the collapse in construction poses another challenge for city revenues as permit fees dry up. Nyman says the crisis amounts to the perfect storm.
The decline in the value of the properties means simply that the tax base is also shrinking as well. So you get this double whammy. And people are going to apply for reassessments downward, and that's going to shrink the property tax base. So it's, yes, absolutely a serious problem.
And this could be a serious problem for other cities as the housing bust is predicted to haunt California through at least next year. Meanwhile, Vallejo City Council may vote on its emergency fiscal plan next Tuesday. It calls for staffing changes, layoffs, and hefty salary reductions. For KQED Radio News, I'm Tara Seiler.